Model Test 2.
Part 3. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Question 11. Look at the mess. And the guests will be here soon.
Take it easy. I'll make sure the house is spotless.
What does the man mean?
Question 12. Is the next game going to be held at our stadium or theirs?
Do you really think it will make much of a difference with a losing record like ours?
What does the woman imply? Question 13. Mom, I got a part-time job at the supermarket. 3 hours a day, weekday, and all day Saturday.
Congratulations. But are you sure you can handle it? What about homework?
What's the woman worried about?
Question 14. You see, there are too many people here. Let's go to some other place.
All right, but cold weather in December cannot keep people away from the busy shops.
What does the man mean? Question 15. Your exam is over, isn't it? Why aren't you cheerful?
Oh, I don't know. It isn't that the questions were too hard, but I always feel uneasy when the exam doesn't seem to have much to do with the book.
What was the man's opinion of the exam? Question 16. What do you think of the movie?
It was worth neither the time nor the money.
What does the man mean?
Question 17. Good afternoon. I'm Mr. Jackson. I answered your ad for an experienced advertising executive.
Oh, yes, Mr. Jackson. Won't you have a seat? The manager will see you shortly.
What do we learn about Mr. Jackson? Question 18. Excuse me, would you please tell me when the next flight to Los Angeles is?
Sure. The next direct flight to Los Angeles is 2 hours from now. But if you do not mind transferring at San Francisco, you can board now.
What can we learn from the conversation?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a book on the presidential election system in the United States.
Well, All of our textbooks are arranged by subject and course number in the back of the store. Is this a required text for one of the university's political science courses?
No, it isn't. I've already looked through all the political science books in the back, but the ones I saw only had a few pages at most on the topic.
How about the paperback section? There may be something there.
Okay.
Or better yet, you should try looking in books in print.
I've never heard of that. What is it?
It's an index that lists all of the books currently available from publishers. If you have a specific book in mind, you can look under the author's last name.
But I don't.
Then look directly under your subject, presidential elections.
What happens if I find a book I want?
Well, if it's not in stock, we can order it for you.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What is the man looking for? Question 20. Where does the woman first direct the man to? Question 21. What kinds of books are listed in books in print? Conversation 2.
Didn't you write a paper about Albert Kahn last semester?
Yes, for my History of Architecture class.
Oh, I am taking it now, and I have to do some research on industrial architecture. I need to read up on Kahn's factories, so I would like to see what you wrote about them.
I don't think my paper will help. I focus on his classical design like Clement's Library and office buildings, but you are interested in the modern building he is famous for.
Yes. He is best known for his factory, especially the auto plants in Detroit. He made a breakthrough in industrial design. You know, before his time, factories were so cramped and inefficient, but his factory provided enough light and air and open space, so the cars could be assembled in one huge plant.
I remember reading that previously, factories had wooden frames, and the heavy machinery made the buildings vibrate. And there were fire hazards, too. But when Kahn started to design auto plants around the turn of the century, reinforced concrete had just been invented. Talk about the breakthrough. Not only were the buildings sturdy and fireproof, but they were cheap to put up, too.
You seem to know a lot about his industrial career.
Actually, even though I wrote about his other works, I did a lot of background reading. Let me see if I can dig up that paper for you. There are some books of articles included in my bibliography that you might want to look up at the library.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Why are the students discussing Albert Kahn? Question 23. In which is Albert Kahn best known for? Question 24. To what industry did Albert Kahn make a major contribution? Question 25. According to the talk, what was one problem with factories before Kahn's time?